Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Redeemed from the Curse of the Law. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Go to Exodus, please. Exodus 23, 25. If you don't have this marked, you ought to mark it. He said, and you shall serve the Lord your God, and He will what?
Bless.
He'll do what?
Bless.
Who's going to do it?
Bless.
He will. Why? Because you're serving Him. Now, somebody said, well, that didn't apply to us because this is not through obedience. It certainly is, but not just obedience to keeping the law. It's obedience to live and walk in faith.
Right.
And we'll see how that it ties into this. He will bless what? Your bread and your water. He'll do what? Bless your bread and water. And I'll take sickness away from the midst of you. And there shall nothing cast their young nor be barren in your land. And the number of your days I will fulfill is the same word translated fill.
Hallelujah.
Or fill up. And it started off with bless. Listen to the NIV. And this is accurate as far as I can tell. Worship the Lord your God, and His blessing will be on your food and water. What are you putting on your food? We need more than salt.
Yeah.
Or hot sauce. Or now you're laughing, but God's will is to add something to your food and drink. Is this real or not?
Yes, yes.
If you believe in Him, trust in Him, serve Him. And again, this is, and you can see the subtlety of the enemy through the previous generations. This, you know, many generations ago, some people understood some of this. Even in the early days of the church, some people understood some of this. But now, with many even church-going people, what does it mean to say, let's bless the food? Somebody bless the food. What does that mean to a lot of people? Do they actually believe that blessing is being released on what they're eating and drinking that can affect zero sickness and longevity? No. Which means you don't believe it and you're not receiving it. You're not believing anything along that line. You're not receiving anything along that line. So you won't get any benefit any more than an unbeliever would. I mean, it's great to say thank you, Lord, for the food. But He had something much bigger.
Yes, sir.
In mind. Much bigger. Hold your place in Exodus. Put on the screen for us 1 Timothy 4 and 4. Now, you would notice 1 Timothy is in the New Testament.
Yes.
1 Timothy 4 and 4. He said, every creation of God is good, and nothing, he's talking about food, nothing to be refused if it be received with thanksgiving. That's not the end. For it is what?
Sanctified.
Something happens when you pray. By what? By the Word of God. So there should be some Word involved. And by the prayer. Where could we find some Word of God that would be appropriate to speak over your food and your drink? It's been there a long time. Is that right? Exodus 23, 25, 26. Thankfully, by the grace of the Lord, Phyllis and I have been doing this for a long time. But we'll say, you know, Now, actually, the Lord added something to us a number of years ago. We actually pray over our food if we go out, if we're eating out. We pray over our food before they cook it. As soon as the order's turned in and the person's walking back toward the kitchen or punching it in or whatever, we'll say, Lord, thank you for your blessings. We ask you to direct them in the selection and the preparation and the handling of our food. We call it blessed and sanctified. See, it's sanctified by what? By the Word of God and by your prayer that you're praying right now. And oftentimes I'll also say, and Lord, you said, if we'd serve you, you'd bless our bread and water and take weakness and sickness out of our midst. Yeah. And the number of our days you'd fulfill.
Hallelujah.
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 That's in perfect agreement with Psalm 91:16, with long life. He'll what?
Satisfied.
Well, now, just like when you ate a nice meal and you're satisfied, what's another word for that? Full.
Yeah.
Do you want some more? No, I'm satisfied. What's another way to say?
I'm full.
I'm full. That's what's supposed to happen before you leave this world.
Amen.
With your years, the years of your life. It almost leads to the point where you're fellowshipping with the Lord one morning and He says, well, do you want to do some more? And you go, Lord, I'm full. I'm satisfied. Have I run my race? Have I finished my course? And if He says yes, and you're satisfied, then you can blow this popsicle stand. You can get out of here. But you don't need to leave with unfinished business. And you don't have to die from one of the devil's devious accidents or violent crimes or one of his stupid diseases. Because I've been redeemed from the curse. Woo. Would this change your life if you really believed it and really received it and proclaimed it on a regular basis? A full life. You know, in Job it talks about you'll die in a full old age, like as a shock of corn comes in his season. You know, not early, not young, when you've gone the full cycle. And people like Abraham, people like different ones, you know, Moses, different ones, it talks about they were aged and full of days and satisfied.
Amen.
They've seen it all, done it all, bought the T-shirt or made the T-shirt. You know what I'm talking about? You're not being cut off in your youth or in midlife. Somebody say fullness of days. What enables you to have the fullness of something? It's the blessing power.
Amen.
It's the blessing in your life. Let's look at that another time before we go. Exodus 23:25, and the NIV this time. 23:25. He said, worship the Lord your God, and His blessing will be on your food and water. I will take sickness from among you. Does that sound good? Keep going, verse 26. And none will miscarry nor be barren in your land. I will give you a full lifespan.
Amen.
King James says, the number of your days I'll fulfill. It's the same word that He said, be fruitful, multiply, and fill. Fill, fulfill, same word. Fill it up. Somebody say, thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Now go to Leviticus. Leviticus 26. With this in mind, I believe you'll notice a real sharp contrast in the blessing and the curse. You know, a lot of times you don't see something until you're looking for it. And so I want you to look for this. In the blessing and the curse, I want you to look for fullness and lack. Fullness and empty, barren. Because from just what we've seen already, what is fullness? That's blessing. What is lack? That's curse. It's not blessing in disguise. Ever. It's a curse. Leviticus 26. I just want to point out a couple of verses. We won't try to take the time to cover the whole thing. But what are we looking for? Fullness and blessing. And what else? Lack and curse. Leviticus 26:3, if you walk in my statutes, he said, and keep my commandments and do them, then I'll give you rain in due season. And the land will do what?
Yield
her increase, and the trees of the field shall yield their fruit. What does that sound like? Be fruitful, right? And verse 5, and your threshing shall reach. That's a definition of prosperity. Reaching. It'll reach unto the vintage, and the vintage will reach to the sowing time. Now, what does that mean? You won't run out. That means you'll have enough money to reach from pay time to the next time you get paid. Amen. Or receiving to the next time. You won't run out. You won't have more month than you do money.
Amen.
Or more week than you do money. Running out is not being blessed. That's not the blessing. Coming short, that's not the blessing. What is it? It's a curse. Your threshing shall reach to vintage. Vintage will reach to sowing time. You'll eat your bread what? 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 That's the very language. To the full. Somebody say to the full. To the full. To the full. You'll dwell in your land safely. Verse 9, he said, for I will have respect to you and do what? Make you fruitful and what? It's the exact same words. And multiply you, and what else? Establish. What covenant? This is what he spoke to Abraham. This is the same thing he spoke over Adam and Eve. He doesn't change. His plan has always been blessing. Believe in me, trust me, receive from me, obey me, and be blessed, blessed, blessed when you go out, blessed when you come in, blessed in your basket, blessed in your store, blessed everything you put your hand to. But now if you're going to reject me, you're going to do your own thing. You're going to think you're smarter than me, rebel against me, blaspheme against me. Then there's something else in the earth. What is it? It's the curse. It's the curse.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, Redeemed from the Curse of the Law, you may call More Life Ministries at 941-702-7390. That's 941-702-7390. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri, on Monday, October 3rd, as we begin our week of increase. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God.
Be to God who gives me life.